Now, we are going to see a few more cases in the coming weeks, but I would hope that if everyone is doing what they've been doing so far, trying to reduce the spread, it won't get completely out of control like it has in some places in other parts of Europe. So it is important, and we have had to quarantine some children who've been exposed at home, which is a big challenge for working parents, and we appreciate everyone's cooperation because that's how we can protect the vulnerable patients. Like we've talked about them before, Greg, the children with cancer who maybe can't get vaccinated, or small babies who are too young to get the vaccine. So it's the only way to keep them safe is by keeping those who may become infectious. So it starts off as kind of with vague symptoms, with runny nose, cough, fever, and red eyes. But I suppose the red eyes is what you should be looking out for. And then after about 4 days, you get this rash that starts on the forehead. So it's a red, kind of rough rash, and it spreads down the body. So if you do think your child has measles, to just let the GP know so that they can bring you in at a quiet time and not expose other people in the surgery.